This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, May 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Trade deficit deepens. Farmer heads to prison. And Fed seek to block FCA lawsuit. The trade deficit grows as China sales weaken. U.S. ag trade deficit continues to swell. USDA is now projecting the deficit will reach $32 billion for fiscal 2024. That's up from $16.7 billion in FY23. The USDA's latest quarterly outlook raised the estimate for U.S. ag imports to $202.5 billion. The forecast for exports unchanged at $170.5 billion. Take note. China is projected to drop to third place among U.S. ag export markets behind Mexico and Canada. China is now expected to buy $27.7 billion worth of soybeans, corn, and other American commodities, a reduction of $1 billion from the February forecast, largely due to increased competition from Brazil. The volume of U.S. soybean exports to China is down 23% so far this fiscal year compared to FY23. Year-to-date, corn exports by volume down 67%. Republicans have been attacking the Biden administration over the ag trade deficit, which has several different causes, including declining commodity prices, as well as increased consumer demand for imported fruits, vegetables, and other products. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the constant criticism of China by U.S. policymakers is backfiring on American ag exports. Convicted twice, farmer headed to prison for insurance fraud. A Tennessee tobacco farmer has been sentenced to 3 years and 6 months in prison for defrauding the federal crop insurance program. David Garrett Mannion, 61, also has been ordered to pay $3.5 million in restitution for the fraud that took place between 2016 and 2022. It's not the first time he's been caught. According to the USDA's Office of Inspector General, a 2016 conviction resulted in Mannion being barred from the crop insurance program. While that case was being resolved, Mannion devised a scheme under which other family members applied for and received crop insurance for tobacco that was farmed by and belonged to Mannion, the OIG said in a release. By the way, the release says Mannion also agreed to pay USDA nearly $5.5 million to resolve other outstanding issues. Those issues were not detailed. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Fed seek dismissal of Farm Credit Administration appointment lawsuit. A federal judge should dismiss a lawsuit seeking to require President Joe Biden appoint two new members to the Farm Credit Administration board, a motion filed by the government says. Two current members of the board, Jeffrey Hall and Glenn Smith, continuing to serve until successors can be confirmed, that despite their terms already expiring. The lawsuit filed by Tennessee rancher and former Farm Credit System borrower Dustin Kittle claims the lack of new appointments has been, quote, a handicap to the FCA and also has deprived the system's borrowers of necessary services. Henry Leventis, a U.S. attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee representing President Biden in the case, said in a motion to dismiss that the court generally does not have jurisdiction to, quote, enjoin or enter a declaratory judgment against the president. Even if it did, he argued, that would not be able to force Biden to perform, quote, discretionary acts like appointments. In an accompanying brief, he said Kittle is trying to, quote, affect political action against the president. Take note, earlier this month, President Biden did nominate Marcus Graham, currently the deputy administrator for field operations at USDA's Farm Service Agency, to fill one of the board's seats. Global Food Policy Report seeks ways to boost diet quality. Increasing the availability of nutrient-rich plant-based foods, quote, will be essential to making sustainable, healthy diets attainable for all. Nutrition researchers and global food economists say in the 2024 Global Food Policy Report, co-authored by 41 researchers from the International Food Policy Research Institute and partnering organizations, the yearly synthesis of global research efforts includes recommendations for research into orphan and underutilized crops and biofortification of staple crops. Evidence suggests that poor quality diets are the leading cause of disease worldwide, and that one in five lives could be saved by improving diets. Thus, it is imperative that we prioritize improving diets as a critical entry point for addressing all forms of malnutrition and diet-related NCDs, said the author of the report, Deanne Olney, director of IFPRI's Nutrition, Diets, and Health Unit. Finally, USDA is seeking nominees for the Cotton Board. Department of Agriculture is looking for nominees to the Cotton Board, which oversees and administers the Chekhov-funded Cotton Research and Promotion Program. The department is specifically looking for domestic producers from Arizona, Georgia, and Texas, as well as cotton importers, to fill positions for 7 members and 7 alternates. USDA will appoint members to serve 3-year terms starting January 1. USDA said, quote, certified producer organizations and certified importer organizations will hold caucuses to nominate 2 qualified persons for each open position in their respective industry segment. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, May 30th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.